The biggest mistake that so many Americans make is that when they earn more money, they spend more money. That's why so many people are playing this rat race where they never actually build any wealth, because anytime they get a raise, they get a promotion, they get a bonus, you spend more. And this is where we gotta cut back on the way that we spend our money and understand why are you working to earn more money. Right now, you gotta earn more money that way you can.
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to the Minority Mindset.
If you have $1,000 or more of credit card debt, don't go and jump into a 0% APR credit card. Don't put money into the stock market, and do not refinance your home to pay down your credit card until you understand this. Credit card debt is one of the most expensive kinds of debts out there, which is why if you don't treat your credit card debt properly, it can skin you alive financially. And this is why you have so many industries and so many people trying to sell you services to consolidate or relieve you of your credit card debt, because they know how expensive it is. My goal in this video is not to sell you any service, but to teach you different ways and things that you can do to pay down your credit card debt, because there's a lot of things that you can do yourself to pay down your credit card debt so you can pay less money to your credit card company so you have more money to actually build your wealth. And there are five things that I'm going to be going over that you want to do in this order. So let me start by talking about number one: get some extra money. Look, there's no point for me to sugarcoat anything in this video. Paying down your credit card debt takes time, it takes effort, and it will be painful for a little while because you're gonna have to make financial sacrifices. You need more money to pay down the credit card debt faster, period. How do you get that extra money? Well, there's two things you can do. Either you can spend less money or you can work to earn more money. You need to create a margin where now there's a margin between how much money you bring in and how much money goes out, between how much money you make and how much money you spend. The bigger the margin, the more cash you have to actually pay down your credit card debt. So now, how do you make this margin? Number one is by spending less money, and number two is by earning more money. When it comes to spending less money, this is now what can you cut back on? If you're eating at restaurants, if you're going on vacations, if you're still going out and shopping, you gotta cut these things out. That way you have less money going out. It's not the funnest things to do, but spending less money is the most accessible way to have more money, because it means you just stop doing something, you stop buying things, you can stop going places, so you have less money going out. It's not fun. I mean, your friends are gonna look at you like you lost your mind, your parents are gonna think you're crazy, and your spouse is probably gonna think you went a little nuts too, because now you're not spending money the way you used to. But if you really want to get out of this financial hole, you gotta stop doing the things that got you into this mess in the first place. And for most people, that's spending way more than they're bringing in. That means now you gotta cut the bleeding, and means you gotta stop the spending. Once you can stop the spending, now we can start thinking, how do we grow the pie? Because the reality is there's always a limit to how much you can cut back on. But there's no limit to how much you can earn. Right? I mean, if you make $5,000 a month, there's a limit to how many expenses you can cut. But there's no limit to how much you can earn. I mean, you can take that from $5,000 a month to $7,000 a month to $8,000 a month, even $50,000 a month or $500,000 a month. But it requires you now to look for alternative ways to earn money, because if you just keep doing what you're doing, yeah, maybe you'll get your regular pay raises and start earning some more money. But if you really want to go from the $5,000 a month to the $50,000 a month, you're going to have to do something completely different. And you're going to have to start investing in your financial education of how do you actually earn more money. But you have to be smart here and not just start earning more money so you can spend more money, because that's going to put you right back to where you are in the first place. The biggest mistake that so many Americans make is that when they earn more money, they spend more money. That's why so many people are playing this rat race where they never actually build any wealth, because anytime they get a raise, they get a promotion, they get a bonus, you spend more. You get a bonus, you go on a vacation. You get a raise, you buy a new car. And this is where we got to cut back on the way that we spend our money and understand why are you working to earn more money. Right now, you got to earn more money that way you can pay down this credit card debt. How can you earn this more money? Well, there's a whole bunch of freelancing agencies on the internet where you can do things. Maybe you can do the accounting for a company. If you're good at graphic design, you can build designs for a company. Maybe you can be a virtual assistant for a company. There's a lot of different types of services for people with all different types of skills that you can sell these services to businesses who need that help. Now, you can work on your own pace, you can work on your own schedule, and you can set your own prices, but it's a way for you to start earning more money. Maybe you work additionally at your job. Maybe you work a second job. Maybe you create your own business idea and you start marketing this. That way you can start earning more money. You got to earn more money and spend less money so you have a bigger margin. That way you have more cash to pay down your credit card debt, which brings me to number two. Now use this margin smartly. Let me show you the easiest way for you to become a deca millionaire. You take $110 a month. Then you take this money and you're going to invest it where you can get a minimum 20% annual return on your money. And if you do this for 40 years, you are going to have over $11 million in your account. Pretty simple, right? Well, I already know what you're thinking. Jaspreet, where in the world am I gonna find an extra $110 a month? No, you're probably not thinking that, because when you see these types of numbers, you're not going to be struggling to figure out where you can find that extra $110 a month. You will find this money. The question is, where can you get a consistent 20% return on your money year after year after year? Well, do you know somebody who is doing that? Your credit card company. Your credit card company who's charging you 20, 21, 22, 25% a year in interest is the company that is making millions off of the dollars that you are spending. This is where you have to understand the importance and the severity of this credit card debt and not treat it lightly. This is where now, when you create the margin that we were talking about in step one, where now you're spending less than what you're bringing in and you're working to make more money, you have a bigger margin. What are you going to do with this extra cash? And so many people in this instance will say, well, I also want to start investing. Should I put my money into the stock market? Should I use my money to go out and start investing in real estate? Should I go out and do something else? No. If you have credit card debt, the first thing you want to do before you think about investing your money into the stock market, before you think about buying ETFs, before you think about buying index funds, before you go out and start investing your money into real estate, is to pay this debt down ASAP, because your credit card debt is skinning you alive. The average historical return in the stock market and the real estate market is somewhere between 7 to 10% a year. This is what most investors are aiming for when they invest their money into the stock market or the real estate market. Does this guarantee you're going to get a 7 to 10% return? No. But when you pay down your debt, you're getting a guaranteed return. Because if you can pay down your debt 1 year early, that's a guaranteed 20% return. Maybe you'll get a 10% return in the stock market. Maybe you'll get a 20% return. Maybe a 50% return. But you can also lose 20% of your money too. This is where you have to understand that before you go out and start investing your money, you want to take this margin now, this extra cash that you have, and you need to use it to pay down this debt ASAP. And if you really want to accelerate this some more, that means downsizing on some of the things that you have. If you have a car, downsize it. Sell the BMW, get a Toyota. If you have a big home, if you have a big and expensive home, downsize to something that's more manageable. If you have a whole bunch of things in your basement or your house that's just collecting dust, sell it. Turn this excess stuff into cash, then take that cash and pay down that debt sooner, because every dollar you pay faster above the minimum payment, well, that's money that you no longer have to pay interest on. And the faster you can pay down this principal balance, the faster you can stop paying interest. And the faster you can stop paying interest, the faster your credit card debt will stop skinning you alive. And the faster your credit card debt stops skinning you alive, the faster you're going to be able to invest your money to actually grow it and build your wealth. Right now, the credit card companies are investing their money by lending it out to you, which is how they are getting rich. I want you to stop making them rich and then start making yourself rich. But before you start making yourself rich by this, you gotta zero yourself out. The way you do that is by paying down your credit card debt. Now, once you do pay down your credit card debt, by all means, go out and start investing. Number three, once you have your internal financial system in place, this is where now you can consider moving your credit card debt to a 0% APR credit card or something like that. The way that these 0% APR cards work is they will give you 0% APR for 6 months, 12 months, maybe 18 months, depending on what the card or the promotion is. And now you can move over your credit card balance where you're paying 20% interest to 0% interest, and you're going to have a little period where you don't have to pay any interest. Now, the way that they make money is because they're betting that you're not going to pay off your credit card debt in time, and then as soon as that 0% APR period is over, they're going to slap you with even higher credit card fees and higher interest payments. So now, the reason why I say you don't want to move your money blindly to one of these 0% APR cards is because Most people do that without any sort of financial system. They just move it because they think, oh, no payments for a little while. That sounds like fun. Now you can buy and spend more money, and then your credit card balance goes up even higher. Now you have even higher interest payments and a higher principal balance. That's why the first thing you want to do is get your financial system in order, know how to spend less money, know how to earn more money. That way you have that margin. Take this margin, don't go out and invest it. Use that money to pay down your credit card debt even more aggressively. Then now you can start considering your other options. One of them can be a 0% interest credit card, but understand that you're going to have this little period, this little grace period where you need to pay down that debt aggressively. You want to hammer that credit card debt down. You don't want to go out and start spending money on this credit card to build up that balance. This is your time to build down that debt, to tear it down, not build it down. Tear down that credit card debt because you have this period of no interest. So during this 12 months, 6 months, 18 months, you need to be aggressively paying every penny possible to pay down that debt, because if you don't pay it off in time, well, you're going to be hit with a whole new wave of interest payments, maybe even higher than what you were paying before. But if you know how to use your money, it can create a huge buffer, because now you got this year or so to pay down your debt interest-free. The fourth thing that you have to understand has to do with refinancing your home if you own a home and using this cash to pay down your credit card debt. In theory, it sounds good because you can get a mortgage for, say, 7% and your credit card debt might be costing you 20%. So if you can refinance, say, another $10,000 out of your home, take this $10,000, pay down your credit card debt. Now, instead of paying 20% in interest, you only have to pay 7% on your mortgage, and you just add that new credit card debt to the back of your mortgage payment. Sounds good because I have a lower interest payment, but it comes with a lot of risks. The first risk is that your credit card debt is an unsecured loan, meaning it's not backed by anything, meaning the credit card company only has your promise that you will pay it. If you don't pay it, they can send you letters, they can sue you, but they can't force you to sell your home. Versus with your mortgage, if you don't make a mortgage payment, your bank can force you to sell your home. They can force you through a foreclosure and they can take your home away from you. From your credit card debt, they can't do that. The second reason why this is so important to understand has to also do with bankruptcies. America is one of the few places in the world that allows you to bankrupt out of debts if you need to. Now, whether it's good or bad is a completely different discussion. But if you were bankrupting your credit card debt, you can make the credit card debt go away because it's an unsecured debt. It's not backed by anything. Versus many states will not allow you to just bankrupt your way away from a mortgage. Now, there are some exemptions to this and other states have different rules, but you can't just bankrupt your way away from a mortgage the way you can bankrupt your way out of credit card debt. And number five is understanding the debt reduction methods out there. This is more of a last resort. Ideally, you're going to be working to make more and spend less, that way you have extra cash to pay down your debt aggressively. But there are some kind of last resort options that can help you reduce the amount of debt out there. Number one is a debt settlement. Now, there are companies that do this for you, but they're going to charge you a fee. You can try to do this yourself as well. Where essentially, you work with the credit card companies and say, look, I owe $10,000 worth of credit card debt. There's no way I'm ever going to be able to pay back this $10,000, ever. How about instead of me paying back $10,000, we settle at $6,000? Now, there are companies that will help you do this again, but there are YouTube videos and a bunch of other information out there that can allow you to do it yourself, where now you're just going to be negotiating with your debt holders to reduce the amount of debts that you have. Option number two is a debt consolidation. This is where now if you have multiple different types of debts, that you're going to roll all these debts together into one debt with ideally a lower interest rate. Now, this doesn't reduce the amount of debt out there. The goal is just to reduce the amount of interest that you're paying, and this can also have its own fees associated with it. There are companies out there that do this. You could try to do it yourself as well. Again, there's a lot of resources online that will teach you how to do this, but again, it's not going to make the debt go away. Its goal is just to reduce it into one monthly payment. The best way to pay it down is to work to earn more and spend less. These are two options that can help make it a little bit easier. And then you have option number three, which if you really have no other option, you can consider bankrupting your finances, bankrupting your way out of the credit card debt. Now, I know there's a lot of negative connotation around filing for bankruptcy, but the reality is our legal code allows for it. Now, whether it's good or bad is a completely different discussion. The goal here now for you is how do you protect your finances and take care of your finances and build the best financial future for yourself? If you made a lot of financial mistakes and you realize that and now you want to completely change your life, well, you could consider a bankruptcy. There's a lot of attorneys out there that will specialize in that. There are cons with bankruptcies, like you have to pay money, it's going to hurt your credit score, and it can be very emotionally tolling. But if you have no other option, that can be a last resort as a way for you to get away from that credit card debt. Now again, ideally, the best case scenario is you're going to work to earn more and spend less so you can hammer down the credit card debt. But this is a way that if you have no other option, that this is also there for you too.